the Washington Wizards get a dub, back-to-back dubs, defeating the Dallas Mavericks. It's been a while since the Wizards have won in Dallas. So this was big, man. Beautiful game from Bradley Beal. Beautiful clutch plays for Daniel Gafford, getting them rebounds, posterizing Porzingis. Dub, baby. Let's get it.
You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What is going on, guys? Another Locked On Wizards episode after another Wizards dub back to back. Once again, guys, thank you for making Locked On Wizards your first listen each and every day. We are free and available on all platforms. I'm happy, man. I'm happy. I got some gripes with a certain player, but before I get to him, and I think everybody know who I'm talking about, what's your main takeaways from the game, man? Let's get to it.
Grit, man. Hunger. Resiliency, toughness, fight, man. Daniel Gafford getting back-to-back offensive rebounds, kicking out to Kuzma to hit a three, kicking out to KCP to knock down a shot. I mean, this guy was all over the place. I love Daniel Gafford. That poster on Porzingis, I want a GIF of that on Twitter so I can just replay that and post it every day from here on out when Gafford makes a good play. But that's the Gafford I want to see. That's the Gafford that got that three-year $40 million extension, and he was not playing good basketball. He was not playing up to my standards or to his standards or to anybody's standards. He was not playing Daniel Gafford basketball in the first 10 to 12 games of the season. I think the Thunder game has lit a fire under him, those 8 blocks that he had, the career high, and he's playing Daniel Gafford basketball. He's just playing at 100 miles an hour. He's playing under control and not fouling. He's learning how to do that. I love that from him. He had, two fouls from Daniel Gafford last year, would have been 5 fouls. And he played good defense on Porzingis, solid defense on him. Got Cauley Stein in foul trouble. Dwight Powell, he played really well. And they have athletic bigs. So he didn't do this against slouches. Daniel Gafford had a heck of a game. This was a team effort, a collective effort. 7 players in double figures. Kyle Kuzma with 22 points, hit some clutch buckets down the stretch. Bradley Beal, this was his best game of the season, in my opinion. He didn't put up 40 points or 30 points. He had 26 points, but he played within himself. He started off with 5 for 5 or 6 for 6 on the field. He was sizzling hot in that first quarter, picked it up in the second half, only shot 1 3 all game, and made that 3. Got his teammates involved, 7 assists as well, and 5 boards. So a good all-around game from Bradley Beal. We just want to see him do that with Spencer Dinwiddie on the floor. We want to see these guys be able to be aggressive at the same time and play good basketball together. We just haven't seen that consistently from those two. So that's something I'm looking forward to when Spencer Dinwiddie does come back. KCP had a great game too, 16 points, got a little carried away with dribbling at times. But he had some huge shots, that mid-range shot and then knocking down the free throws in the clutch. I thought the Dallas Mavericks waited a little too long to foul. But shout out to Jason Kidd and the Mavericks for trying to force a turnover that wasn't going to happen. Kispert, wow. He came in and did more than some veterans that we want that are supposed to be shooting specialists. He came in and did a lot more than somebody else who's supposed to be a shooting specialist. This man cut to the bat. He didn't hit threes, but you know what? The threat of him being a shooter, they were, you know, face guarding him or guarding him out of the three-point line. And he said, you know what? I'm a backdoor cut. And he did it twice, not once, but twice. But I need him to make that free throw. You got to make that N1 free throw. You are a shooter, Kispert. So you got to make that N1 free throw. I thought Denny provided some good minutes. He made a layup in the beginning, made a 3-pointer. I thought he provided good minutes. Trez is Trez, man. His energy is just unmatched coming off the bench. Hollow Neto, man. How about him drawing that foul on Luka, getting Luka his 5th foul, and Hollow went to the free throw line for that too. So what a great heads up play by Hollow Neto. He is good at flopping sometimes. He did that last year. I remember he flopped against Toronto against Gary Trent Jr. He made a 3. But Hollow Neto did a heck of a job selling that. You brought it up earlier before we started recording. You wanted to see the guys push the pace. And I think you're right. I was kind of like, I don't know if we want to push the pace because that's just not our game. We don't do well when we push the pace. But seeing what the guards did today, Aaron Holiday had big minutes. He started the game. He didn't score a lot, but he had a good box out at one point. and he was able to push the pace and kind of control the game at some times. You know, he had 7 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists. Him and Hollow Neto, they were able to push the pace. Hollow Neto got downhill a lot of times. He got some easy layups because he was just getting downhill and playing strong basketball. He had 13 points, 6 assists, and 5 boards, 5 for 8, and hit 2 big threes down the stretch that we really needed from Hollow Neto. So all-around good game. 7 guys in double figures. We out-rebounded them. We still turn over the ball a little too much for my liking, but we hit clutch free throws. We rebounded the ball well. We had 28 assists tonight. This is the formula if we want to win games. Haven't won in Dallas in, 6 or 7 years or something like that. And I want to read this stat, too, about the Wizards and the clutch. We won a lot of nail-biters, but let me see if I can find it real quick. The Washington Wizards are now 10-1 in clutch games when the score differential is less than 5 with 5 minutes or less remaining this year. Like you keep saying, where the comeback is, we didn't really come back in this game. It was a back and forth. There was a lot of lead changes and ties and whatnot, but we are the raise your blood pressure team right now. We really are. We win games that have been very close, and that's how you're going to win in the playoffs. You know, there's going to be a lot of close games. You just got to find ways to win. So shout out to Wes Unseld Jr. He called himself out about being outcoached by the Pelicans and I forgot whoever else we lost to, the Hornets. He said we were outcoached. He got outcoached, and then he cussed the team out, and the team has responded after he cussed them out. So shout out to the team for playing better basketball, more sense of urgency in that first quarter and in the third quarter. The second half, third quarter, it's been where we've won or lost games in that third quarter. Usually when we come out lackadaisical in that third quarter, that's when we lose. But we came out hard in that third quarter. So shout out to Wes Unseld Jr. Just shout out to the team overall. 7 guys in double figures was huge.
Yeah, and one of the keys I said in that Mavericks game, I said they can't be the comeback kids. They can't get down big and expect to come back on the road. They kept it close. You know, they that 7-point range, et cetera, they never got down too big. It was always one run and you right back in the game. And that's how you got to do it. You know, you ain't going to be up the whole game, but when you down, you can't allow yourself to get down too big, especially on the road. And they did not do that. They didn't get down big and it was able to come back within reason. So that was a good job on hitting that key right there. I mean, you talk about some players, man. Hao Neto, he back, man. He back. That was the Hao Neto that we were used to seeing. And maybe it was because the pace was picked up more. And, I mean, the Mavericks' interior defense wasn't that great either, so that helped as well. Especially with just everybody really attacking the paint and shooting less threes, which is what we all want. Less threes, more getting to the basket, more mid-ranges. You know, I know middies are frowned upon, but KCP, when it was about 29 seconds left, he hit that mid-range too. I mean, that was huge to put him up 4 after Tim Hardaway Jr. made that 3-pointer to cut it down to 2. KCP came down, hit the midy, got him up 4. I mean, Kyle Kuzma hit the big corner 3 after a big Daniel Gafford offensive rebound. He had 2 big offensive rebounds, man. He was impressive. Had his double-double. I think they said that was his first one of the season or something like that, I believe.
Yeah, that was his first one of the season. Yeah. So, it shouldn't be. He should have more than that.
I'm proud of him. That was definitely huge. Man, the team came together. Bradley Beal played a perfect game. I think this was his best all-around game. 10 for 14 from the field. Middies getting to the basket. 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Only 1-3, like you said. That's what we're looking for. I think he should be playing more of that DeMar DeRozan style of basketball. You know, I know he ain't a fadeaway type of guy like DeMar is, but I'm saying as far as getting to the basket, being a mid-range specialist, maybe putting up maybe 2, maybe 3 threes in a game. But Brad's bread and butter at this point, I mean, we've seen it. It's his mid-range game and getting to the basket. He's been struggling to shoot threes, and that's okay. You're not the best three-point shooter, but you're elite at getting to the basket and elite at creating space to shoot middies. So take advantage of that. You don't need to shoot 4, 5, 6, 7 threes. You don't need to. Kyle Kuzma, 22-9 rebounds. Big. I know he had the task of being on Luka. So did Denny. I mean, so did KCP. It was a couple guys, and it was tough. In that first half, the Mavericks were getting a lot of buckets. They put up 69 points in the first half. And once again, you know, the Wizards struggled in that first half defensively. They gave up a lot of points to the Thunder, and tonight they gave up 69 in the first half against the Mavericks. But in that second half, similar to against the Thunders, they locked down. They locked down. They only gave up 45 points in that second half. So that was a good job on them locking up defensively. I mean, Howell Nettle, man, big minutes off the bench. We needed our guards to play hard. And Aaron Holiday had a good game, too. He started off aggressive. You know, we've been complaining about the guard play lately. All our guards stepped up today, so I'm happy about that, man. The guys stepped up. Montrezl Harrell off the bench, you know, 11 points, 2 rebounds, did his thing. Denny did his thing, had the task of guarding Luka. That's always tough. So I'm just proud of the team, man. Came together, 4 guys in double digits once again. So it's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful. Shot distribution looks good. Not somebody putting up 25, 30 shots. Everybody looks like they got nice shots up, efficient shots. Not a bunch of three-pointers, except for one person, but we'll get to him after we have a message from our friends over at BetOnline. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Now, Ed, I'm gonna start off here with my this talking point about Davis Bertans. 0-for-5, he was a minus 14. I believe that was the highest on the team. Yep, nobody else was in double digits for net rating in the minus except for him. He looked bad. Once again, he looked bad. And it was a stat that Quentin Mayo had put out there, if I can.
Yeah, I think I got it too. He's like 5 yeah. points per game, 11 for 46 from the three, shooting 23% on the yep. year from three. 14 yep. for 56 from the field, 25% on the season so far.
Terrible. Terrible. Awful. I mean, it's awful, man. And it's getting to a point where, I've already said it before, Davis Bertans' three-point attempts is turning into turnovers for me. You go 0-for-5 from three. This is leading to other teams starting runs. You come in the game. You're not playing good defense. You're not shooting the ball well. You're putting up 5 threes and bricking 5 threes. You got 5 turnovers, in my opinion, at this point. Because nobody has confidence that the ball is going in with Davis Bertans shoot anymore. You know, nobody has confidence that it's going in. He puts the 3 up and you pray. You're like, maybe? Is this the day? No. I mean, it's bad. And if he continues to shoot like this and Rui Hachimura comes back, his minutes will diminish. I guarantee you.
Honestly, even without Rui, to be honest with you. And
Drew Gooden brought it up today on commentary, which I thought was a very good point. I mean, he said if Davis Bertans cannot shoot, you know, maybe you need to get some DMPs. You know, and it's not hate because it's the truth. We all see it. This man has gotten paid to do one job, and he has failed to do that job consistently ever since he got paid. And that it's as simple as that. I mean, and as far as just some other bad things, 14 turnovers, like you said, you want to keep the turnovers down. Right. But for the most part, I just wanted to talk about Davis Bertans right there in that little spurt. Yeah. You know,
it's,
go ahead.
There's always, you know, it's just like studs and duds. You know, you got your studs, you know, Kuz, Brad, and I'm sorry, you know, it wasn't 7 guys in double figures. It was 6 guys in double figures, which is better than what we have done in the past couple of games. But yeah, Davis, I mean, he's been so bad. He's been awful. Ever since he returned, he's 1-for-15 from the field. He's just a liability on defense. It doesn't really provide much right now. 5 years, $80 million. He's stealing money from the Washington Wizards right now. He really is. He's stealing money from Capital One Arena, the Capital One Bank. He's stealing money right now. Kispert deserves the minutes. And with or without Rui, he might have to sit on the bench. I mean, if guys are coming in, and they're providing more. If Kispert comes in and he's able to cut to the basket and do something different, then I'm playing Corey Kispert over Davis Bertans. He can sit on the bench. The only thing is you got to pump up his trade value to trade him. But honestly, right now, because everybody, every time there's a mock trade or the Wizards fans want to trade for somebody on social media, You know, yeah, let's throw Davies in the trade. Like, it's not going to work like that. It's not going to be that easy to just throw Davies in a trade. It's really not. You're probably going to have to package a pick just to move the contract. But, yeah, other things that I did not like, I guess, duds in the game was the pick-and-roll defense. I thought we got cut up by Trey Burke in the beginning of the game, the former Wizard. I knew he was going to – he always cooks us every time he plays us. I don't know, whatever team he's on, the Knicks, the Dallas Mavericks, whoever it is, he always cooks us and puts up at least 15 points. Keibler, he killed us in that first half. I thought we did a lot better. I think he had 13 points in the first half, but 0 points in the second half. So that is a testament, like you said, we played a lot better defensively in the second half. It was a track meet in the first half. It was kind of a track meet in the second half too, but it was more of a track meet in the first half with the pace on both sides of the ball. Porzingis was killing us in that first half. I thought we did a better job on him in the second half. He only had 13 points. It was 4-for-12 on the field. I don't think we attacked Luka enough defensively. I know they tried to hide him because he was on one leg or one ankle, basically. He hurt his ankle. Mm-hmm. He probably really should have sat down, but he just was making some crazy step back shots and making some post up shots. And he's Luka, so he's just gonna make some wild shots. He had 33-10. Goodness gracious. But I thought we didn't try to attack him and put him on an island enough. I thought we should have tried to do that a little bit more. And allowing him to score on one ankle. But like I said, he's Luka, so he's just going to make some tough shots. Those are the only things that I did not like. And like you said, the turnovers too. We just got to – for some reason, we're just turning over the ball at a high clip right now. We're averaging at least 15 to 16 turnovers per game. But once again, shout out to David Gaffer for getting that double-double, 14 and 10. He just had a grown man game. He had two blocks. It was funny, in the beginning of the game, KCP got a tech because he was arguing for Gafford when he got fouled on that dunk attempt. I don't think the refs were terrible this game, so I'm not going to say anything about the refs, but we just got to cut down on turnovers and excuse me, and Bertans. Something's got to happen with him, man. Either he's got to play better or he's just got to sit on the bench. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I mean – oh, to speak on Corey Kispert, like you said, the two backdoor cuts – I think he did more at the time where he did that. It was 8 minutes.
Yeah, and I forgot to say, Trez hit a three. Trez hit more threes than Davies. That buzzer beater three he put up.
I mean, Corey Kispert in 8 minutes at the time hit that second backdoor cut. He did more than Bertans did in 15 minutes. You know, and I mean, how much at this point it's been so long. And it's okay when you're a free agent next year, et cetera. You don't got a bunch of money tied to you. But when you get paid, you're expected to perform. And he has not done that. You know, it's not like he has the job of Bradley Beal where he got to try to facilitate to and as well, you know, get buckets and take over in games, et cetera. Bro, just shoot the three and hit it at a respectable clip. You don't got to be great. You don't got to be Kyle Korver. JJ Redick, just shoot the ball at an okay clip at this point, please. And he hasn't been able to do it. So, I mean, I could talk about Davies all day, but, you know, maybe the next game, guys, maybe the next game he's okay. But to talk about player of the game and to talk about X Factor, I probably have to go with player of the game, Brad. That was big. 26 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. Matched up against, Luka Doncic, who dropped 33, 4, and 10. Efficient, 10 for 14, 1-3, 5 for 6 from the free throw line. Did it on the defensive end. Did it on the offensive end. Did it efficiently and, didn't force anything, man. That was a beautiful, perfect game. That's the type of game he should want to play every single night. That's how you want it to be right there. X Factor, I got to go DG. First double-double of the season. Had the poster on KP. Had the two big boy offensive rebounds. I mean, I love it, man. Daniel Gafford gets the X Factor for me.
Yeah, go Gaff. We had a heck of a night again. I'm very impressed by the way he's playing in the past two games. I want him to keep it up. My player of the game is Bradley Beal. He's gotten a lot of slander, and he's right, kind of rightfully so, the way he's been terrible from the three-point line. He hasn't been good shooting the ball anywhere from the field, to be honest, up to, what we expect from Bradley Beal to get paid the Supermax deal that everybody's talking about, the 5-year, $242 million. He has not played up to that contract, in my opinion, either. We know the full body of work of his career, of course, you know, we're like, okay, you know, we're not mad if we pay him something like that. We do think he can be a guy who is deserving of that contract. Tonight he played like a guy who deserves that contract. 26 points, did what he was supposed to do, got to his spots, got a bucket whenever he felt like getting a bucket, and didn't force anything. And the turnovers he did, cut down on the turnovers. He had 3 turnovers, so that's better than what he's done in the past. And he didn't have the killer turnovers that kill us in the last 2 minutes of a game tonight. Gaff was the X factor. It could have been KCP. KCP hit all his free throws, 6 for 6, 16 points. He was a plus 13. Gaffer was a plus 14, 14 points and 10 boards, 2 blocks. The dunk on Porzingis, just protecting the rim, being a presence. He stepped up big for us, so he was definitely an X factor. I almost forgot to talk about Kuzma's and-one dunk. I want to see more of that from Kuz, mm-hmm. playing under control, not dribbling the ball too much, but just putting his head down, playing downhill, being aggressive and dunking on guys. I think he should be able to dunk on more people and finish stronger around the rim. So that's what I love to see from Kuz. But, yeah, X factor was Daniel Gaffer.
Yeah, man, just a great game for the Wizards. A great win. I'm proud of them. 13-7. I mean, if you want to look around the East, Bulls loss, Hornets loss, Nets loss. So pretty good day as far as Eastern Conference standings for the Wizards. Man, the Wizards got the San Antonio Spurs up next. You can't take them lightly either. Of course, over there they got. Let's look at who played. Keldon Johnson, Murray, obviously, White, Jacob Poeltl. I mean, Brian Forbes. They got a nice squad over there, man. Lonnie Walker. They got guys.
You know, we haven't won in San Antonio, what is it, 1999? That's the last one we won in San Antonio?
That may be the longest of the teams that they haven't won in an arena.
Yeah, it's
almost the Wizards had good seasons in the past. Yeah. They could not win in San Antonio.
Yeah, it's almost to the point where we weren't even alive yet in 1999.
Yeah, goodness gracious. I mean, hopefully they can get this over this hump. Hopefully, you know, they did it in Dallas. Maybe this year they, you know, double up in Dallas, man. Dallas, get off that Texas curse or whatever they got going on.
You're right.
They cannot win in Texas. So, I mean, that's all I got for you guys. We're happy, man. You know, we're happy 2-game win streak after a 2-game losing streak. We was getting worried there a little bit. You know, we said before OKC, you know, it was gut check time, man. It was do or die.
Definitely.
We felt like we felt like the team needed to get that dub. I didn't care if it was ugly or pretty. Just get the dub. And they got the dub. And they got the dub again today. You know, let's keep it going. Let's keep it going, guys. So that's it, guys. You know, of course, Ed, we got to end it off with the dub, man. The guys get the dub.
2-game win streak.
Feeling good.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good night. Hail to the Wizards. Peace.
Peace.